And our question is, you get to listen to only one Christmas song over and over and over. Which one would you pick? And it's up on our Facebook page. Angie, what are people voting for?
All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
That one comes from Nolan. Oh, Holy Night. I don't know how you would stay awake, Patricia. If you heard that over and over and over, you would definitely fall asleep. Brandy says Snoopy's Christmas.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know, right? Mary, Did You Know is on here.
I love that one. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. That's a great song.
Donna comes in with Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives.
Oh, yeah, that's an old favorite around
But did
here.
You guys do something at some point? Like, I think it was before my time, but did you do like a politically correct version of Holly Jolly Christmas?
Oh, you heard about that story.
I have heard about it, but I haven't heard the song.
Yeah, that was...
I just heard a rumor about it.
That was the most trouble we ever got in, and it was trying to be... Remember years ago, it doesn't happen as much now, but years ago, everybody was worried about saying Merry Christmas to people. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you can't say Merry. You know, you can wish people a Merry Christmas in the store or anything. It was really bad at some point.
I do remember that.
Okay. So we thought it would be funny to illustrate how stupid this is because it is Christmas. You should be able to say Merry Christmas. We wanted to illustrate a point. I have the song here. I'm scared.
Yes,
to,
yes.
No, I don't want to play because.
Play like enough that we won't get in trouble. Like, don't push it all the way, but I want to hear it.
Angie, every time we played this as a joke to illustrate how stupid it was that people were, you know, stores and businesses were upset about saying Merry Christmas, we bleeped out the word Christmas in Burl Ives. Let me play it for you here. And you'll see what I mean.
Now, don't get me fired, Jim.
No. But every time we do this, everybody tunes in the middle. And they hear the bleep. And they're like, I am offended. I am calling that. I'm never listening again. We can't afford to lose even one listener to this show. So let me play this.
It is a joke. All right. Let's hear it.
Let me play. This is what we did that caused an uproar with this song here. It sounds normal and everything. Until I got to the editing room.
I love this song, by the way.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
There you go.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow.
Hey, here comes again.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
There you go.
Naughty.
I know.
Way naughty.
I know. Well, people knew it was the word Christmas that we were bleeping, and they called the general manager. They sent emails. I cannot believe what you're doing. It's a joke. They didn't hear the setup, and it just took so much time out of my day because when we got those, I had to reply to all of them, and so I just stopped. We're not going to play it anymore.
Except for today.
Yeah, and we talked enough where people know, you know, what was going on. But we thought we'd illustrate how stupid it was where people didn't want to say Merry Christmas by bleeping it out. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's what that was all about. But that was...
I had heard about that. I was dying to hear it.
Not one of my finest hours up here.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.